Thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. About 4 years ago, I was in contact with somebody who had and demonstrated instability. And that was okay. It was a part of who she was, who she is. And I continue to be in contact with her. She's somebody who I met through a friend. And after I'd met her, that friend ended up reaching out to me and saying, "This individual is really unstable, and I don't think that you should be in contact with them. I don't think that they're safe." And I didn't listen. I said, "I hear you, and I feel that. And also, I'm going to stay in contact with her." She was connected to a community that was important to me. And as our relationship progressed, it was not an individual who I saw a lot, but I did see her. And we would take walks and talk about things, life, and mostly spirituality. And one day I was speaking with her, and she really pressured me, saying that she wanted to be a mentor for me. And I didn't want that. It didn't feel aligned. It didn't feel good. And it didn't feel safe. And so I politely declined. And then she asked again. And then she asked again. And again. And she became increasingly forceful in the way that she would ask me. And it turned into a demand. And that in and of itself was enough for me to say no. And she was involved with a community that, again, was important to me. And inside of that community, she wanted to be a mentor. And it simply wasn't aligned. The unique way that she moves through the world, the medicine that she brings to the world, was not the medicine that I needed. But there was a lesson in there that I absolutely needed. And the last time that I politely said no thank you to her demand that she be my mentor, she ended up yelling at me. And we were on the phone. And she went up one side of me and down the other. And I just listened. And I let her say everything that she needed to say. And when she was done, my response was that I didn't want to be in contact with her. And when we hung up the phone, I knew without a doubt that she was going to go to the woman who runs the program, the community that I was in, and say things about me that were going to be unkind and, for me, were untrue. And I had originally typed an email that explained my side of the story, because I knew without a doubt that she was going to be telling her side of the story. And as I sat with that, I recognized that I actually did not need to defend myself, that I could allow the facilitator of the program to believe her if that's what she wanted to do. And I will say that it was one of the more difficult emotional situations that I had to navigate at that point in my life, because the training that I was in, the program that I was in, was really important to me. And it was directly connected to a spirit guide who I worked with incredibly deeply and intensely. And for me to allow the facilitator of the program to have a different truth about who I am and the way that I move through the world was a really conscious and difficult choice for me. And I typed an email and I deleted it. And then I might have typed it again and deleted it. And about 6 months went by. And it was time for my review. Every year there was a review with the facilitator of the program. And I had the sense that in that review, some of what this woman had shared with the facilitator of the program was likely going to come out. And it did. The facilitator of the program met me with a lot of anger. And it felt really undeserving because I'd done everything in the program that was required of me. And so she met me with anger. And it was one of the first times in the spiritual community or realms that I'd been in that I didn't waver. I didn't make myself small. I didn't minimize myself. I didn't flinch. And she said, I know that you haven't done these things. And I had. And what's interesting is that some of the things were physical things that you had to actually make. And so I carried my laptop into my office. And I started to show her all of the things that I had created that were part of the program. And I was able to talk to her about my experience in creating them. And I watched the facilitator of the program shift from a place of anger into a very, very different energy. And when we got off of the Zoom call, I felt sad, but I also felt really proud of the way that I held myself as I moved through the experience. And it ultimately really shifted the way that the facilitator of the program and I engaged. And it created a much deeper sense of trust and some vulnerability that had not been there before. And if you fast forward about 4 years, I got a message from the woman who I'd not been in contact with. And I'd actually blocked her on social media, not to be childish, but because I genuinely did not want contact with her. I didn't want to be in connection. I did not want to see anything that she was doing. I did not want to energetically engage with her in any capacity because she wasn't the medicine that I needed. And so it didn't make any sense for me to be in contact with her energetically. And so again, you fast forward about 4 years. I've graduated from that program and I am living my life. And I get this message asking, it was a one-line message, will you walk with me? And the message came in a little bit before 8 a.m. And I was kind of undecided. There was a part of me that wanted to give her the opportunity to sit with herself and to have conversation with me about what had happened. I'm a huge believer that humans make mistakes. I've made a ton of them. And I want people to meet me with grace and acceptance if they can. And so I was pretty undecided. And I went about my day and was seeing clients. And a little bit after noon, so about 4 hours after she'd sent the original message, I was getting out of a session and my phone rang and it was a number that I didn't know. And so I picked up the phone call and it was this woman. And the frenetic energy that came through the phone was an immediate reminder of why I'm not in contact with this human. My body became really shaky and I could feel energy flowing intensely in a way that didn't feel good to me. My body was telling me that this was not for me. And she started by saying her name. And then she said, "Ivan is calling." Ivan is a spirit guide who I work with incredibly closely and who I have a very deep bonded relationship with. And then she said, "Will you walk with me?" But it wasn't gentle and it wasn't kind, and there was zero ownership. Even in the way that she presented why she was calling, she didn't call and say, "I want to walk with you and have a conversation about the way that I behaved." If she had said that, I would have walked with her. I would have had conversation. Doesn't mean that I would be willing to be in contact with her again, but I would have had that conversation with her. I am unafraid of difficult, intense conversations. But there is no part of me that wants to have a conversation with somebody who is not owning their behavior, the way that they move through the world, and the impact that it had on other people. And so my answer was an easy two-word answer. No, thank you. And she hung up on me. And I noticed that my body was still really shaky. And I know enough about how the nervous system works that I allowed it. I allowed my body to shake. I allowed the truth of what my body was feeling to be felt. And I spent a little bit of time feeling all of the sensations that were happening inside of my body. And there was a part of me that wanted to email her back and explain why my answer was no thank you. And then there was a part of me that didn't want to spend my energy like that. While I believed wholeheartedly that she needed to understand that taking ownership of her behavior would have allowed me to meet her, it's actually not my job. That's her lesson to learn in her own way. And I don't have to be responsible for her growth and her learning and her healing. And so I allowed my body to shake. And I allowed myself to feel all of the sensations that I was feeling. And then I made a choice to protect my energy and my inner peace. And there was absolute peace with that decision. And I wanted to share this because so many times as we move through the human experience, we are in situations where we have the ability to pick between our inner peace and someone else's growth and healing. And we have to make the decision about what's right. And sometimes we will pick supporting somebody else in their healing journey and in their own growth journey. And sometimes we will pick our own inner peace. And there is no right or wrong answer there. There's just decisions. And there's lessons in both directions. And so I wanted to share this in the event that there's some decision in your reality or some situation in your reality where you are making a choice. And I just want to offer you that there is no wrong choice. There are just different lessons depending upon the decision that you make. We really appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, and I hope that you have a beautiful day, or evening, or night, wherever it is that this podcast is finding you.